Welcome to the Crush Anxiety Podcast. If you're an anxious high achiever who's looking to reduce stress, manage your mind, and achieve more with your time, you're in the right place, my friend. I'm Dr. Allie Wood, a psychiatrist and life coach, and I've spent years trying to science the shit out of my own anxiety and that of others. And I'm here to share with you the top strategies that I've learned along the way that will help you break free and become unstoppable. So let's crush it. So imagine this. You're in a pivotal work meeting and your turn to speak is coming up. You try to stay focused, but your mind becomes hijacked by doubts. And the paralyzing fear of making a catastrophic mistake starts to take over. As your turn approaches, the internal struggle intensifies. And each word you utter feels like it's being dissected by intrusive thought after intrusive thought. You think to yourself, am I sounding like an idiot? I have no clue what I'm talking about. I'm in way over my head. Anxiety builds up as your thoughts take over and panic sets in, disrupting what should have been a quick and simple moment. Or let's shift gears for a minute and consider a different scenario. You're driving home after a long day and suddenly an intrusive thought barges in. What if I just swerved into oncoming traffic? Shocked and disturbed, you think to yourself, what the hell is wrong with me? As you try to push the thought away and out of your mind. But it lingers. It leaves you questioning yourself and feeling unsettled. Now, if you've experienced anything like this before, you're going to want to stick around because in today's video, I'm going to share with you 5 powerful tools that'll help you crush your intrusive thoughts and regain control over your mind. So before you learn how to manage your mind, you first need to understand how your mind works. One of the most significant challenges faced by people with intrusive thoughts that you need to know about is called cognitive fusion. And this is a psychology term commonly used in acceptance and commitment therapy. And it involves the tendency for individuals to become overly attached or entangled with their thoughts. It occurs when you're unable to separate yourself from your thoughts and you start identifying too closely with the content of them, right? You start to take your thoughts too literally and you find it challenging to create a healthy separation between yourself and what your mind is telling you. You might also become unable to view thoughts objectively and start automatically believing them to be true. This becomes a significant issue when you allow your thoughts to not just influence, but to define who you are. Some people become so fused with their thoughts that they become ingrained in their core identity and their character. So consider the scenario where someone constantly has thoughts like, I need to be perfect in everything I do, or others should always agree with me. What we see is that over time, these thoughts can be embedded in your subconscious mind, and it leads to the unconscious creation of implicit rules that you need to follow and manuals that outline how others should behave. The way we detach from our thoughts is through a process called cognitive diffusion, and this involves deliberately creating distance between ourselves and our thoughts. And this allows us to shift from a perspective of being entangled with them to one where we can observe them more objectively. We want to look at our thoughts instead of looking through them. Cognitive fusion is like trying to read the label from inside the jar. You're immersed in your thoughts, and this makes it challenging to gain perspective. Cognitive diffusion, on the other hand, is about stepping outside of the jar to examine the label objectively. It's a shift from being entangled in your thoughts to observing them from a distance, allowing for greater clarity and control. Another way to think about this is to imagine your thoughts as a pair of sunglasses through which you view the world. The lenses represent your thoughts, and they can distort your perceptions and influence how you interpret situations. The goal is to develop the ability to metaphorically take off these sunglasses, allowing you to scrutinize your thoughts more consciously. Because by doing so, you empower yourself to make informed decisions about which thoughts are helpful and which ones are detrimental, and which ones align with your values, and which ones distract you from what's most important in life. The key is to make a conscious decision about whether to embrace or reject these thoughts. Because remember, you have the power to shape your responses and your reactions. And this is what really distinguishes the difference between a thought and thinking. A thought comes and goes. It's involuntary. It enters our mind and we have no control over it. But thinking is deliberate. It's purposeful. It involves active engagement where we do hold a degree of influence. And remember, you might not have control over your first thought, but you sure as hell have control over your second one. So now that you understand the idea of cognitive fusion and cognitive diffusion, let's jump into the 5 tools that will help you manage intrusive thoughts. So the first tool is for those of you who like to journal and write things out. And this has been one of my favorite techniques recently because of how simple it is. What you do is set a timer on your phone for 5 minutes. And essentially, all you do is a brain dump. And during this time, allow yourself to write down everything that comes to mind, the good, the bad, everything in between. You might be thinking that this sounds too easy, too simple, too ridiculous, right? But this simple act of recognition can significantly diminish the power that these thoughts hold over you. It's a way of saying, hey, thought, I see ya. And oftentimes, this alone is enough to reduce their impact and bring a sense of relief. The second tool to create further separation between you and your thoughts is what I like to call the announcer technique. So think of the last time you watched a sport on TV. The role of the sports announcer is to observe and to articulate the events of a game without being directly involved in it. In a similar fashion, you can adopt the mindset of an announcer to distance yourself from your intrusive thoughts. So whenever you're faced with an intrusive thought or image, I want you to act like a sports announcer and dictate what is happening in your mind. So use phrases like, I am having the thought that, or I'm having the image of, followed by completing the sentence. So let's say you're out for a drive and the thought of crashing your car comes up. You could say, I'm having the thought that I could crash my car, right? The simple act of verbal acknowledgement induces a level of detachment, and it's often enough to loosen the grip of the thought and allow you to continue with your day. It's like narrating the mental events without becoming entangled in them, and this provides a helpful perspective shift. The third tool for managing intrusive thoughts involves naming or labeling. So when a disturbing thought arises, some people find it helpful to say something just like thought, right? If it's a picture, they'll say picture. If it's an urge, they'll say urge. And this practice helps with normalizing the experience. And considering that we generate around 60,000 thoughts per day, the key is not to attach excessive weight to any particular thought, picture, or impulse that arises. Some of my patients have even had success with thanking their brains. So whenever they're confronted with an unusual or intrusive thought, they'll just say, thank you, brain, right? And this is their way of welcoming the thought instead of trying to resist it. Now, if you're a visual person who tends to think in pictures, tool number four is for you. I call this the movie technique. Whenever an intrusive thought arises, visualize placing that thought onto an object in motion. So for my nature enthusiasts, it could be clouds drifting across the sky, or leaves floating down a stream. If you're a sports person, maybe imagine a baseball being hit out of the park or race cars speeding by. The key here is to create a mental image of your thoughts moving away from you, mimicking the motion of the objects in the chosen scene. This act of engagement allows you to interact with a thought without becoming overwhelmed by it. And if you want to add an extra layer of fun, consider distorting the mental picture. Experiment with zooming in or out to change the size. Alter the color and make it vivid or rapidly shift it to black and white. Adjust the speed by fast-forwarding or even rewinding. And don't forget the audio elements. Tweak the volume, pitch, or even distort the sound. This playful approach can be an effective way to detach from intrusive thoughts and regain control over your mental landscape. Now, the fifth tool I want you to know about for managing intrusive thoughts is the goodbye technique. And here's how this works. I want you to write down your intrusive thoughts on something disposable, such as a piece of paper or even toilet paper. Once you've put your thought into words, symbolically dispose of it by throwing it away, burning it, or flushing it down the toilet. This exercise helps remind you that these thoughts are nothing more than garbage or shit, and it provides a tangible representation of letting go and moving on. And then it also reinforces the idea that these thoughts hold no true value, power, or significance in your life. Now, the crucial thing to remember about disturbing, intrusive thoughts is that having them doesn't actually reflect anything about you, and it doesn't suggest that there's something wrong with you. And then the second important thing I want you to keep in mind is that what you resist persists. The more you try to avoid or push away these thoughts, the stronger and stickier they become. So instead, the goal is to acknowledge them, allow them to be present, and continue with your day. I want you to treat them like any other passing thought, because by not giving these thoughts undue importance, you prevent them from gaining power over your mental well-being. Now, that's what I have for you for today. Make sure to drop a comment and let me know which technique works best for you when you're managing your intrusive thoughts. Talk soon, my friend. Until then, keep kicking ass and crushing it. Just a quick reminder, this podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes only. Although I am a doctor, I am not your doctor, and listening to these episodes does not establish a doctor-patient relationship. This podcast is not a substitute for the advice of a doctor or other mental health professionals. It's also important to remember that the views expressed are my own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any institutions or organizations I may be affiliated with. Got it?